This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. It's a red letter day in Washington State, or maybe I should say it's a green letter day. Marijuana went on sale in retail pot stores at noon. Producer Matt Strybe asked some folks in the University District about it.
I'm neutral. I don't personally partake, but I guess I'm excited in the fact that the decriminalization will allow for taxation.
I think it's going to be a positive effect. You know, a lot of people, you know, feel they need to be medicated. I don't smoke weed anymore myself, so it doesn't really affect me.
I think it's high price. They're really trying to take people for out their money for what they're going for now. Like $40 a gram, and like for a zip, a whole ounce, it's like 1,000 to 800, man. The weed that they're selling in the store don't got that much THC, so everybody would be balanced, but it's just more of the money price.
I know about how it can affect attention and concentration and memory and my mood and anxiety and depression, and there are too many things that I feel like are less beneficial for my personal health and well-being.
Well, that's how some folks in Seattle's University District felt about it, but others lined up last night for a chance to buy weed at Seattle's Cannabis City, the only legal pot store in King County in the Soto neighborhood. KUOW's intrepid Patricia Murphy is inside the store. Trish, you got there early this morning, didn't you?
Oh, I showed up about 6:15 this morning with about four other people who were here getting ready to be in line. One of them actually had been here from the day before. Yes, Deb Green, she was the first one in line, but it has grown significantly since then, as has Party. There's about 200 people here right now.
Really? And the doors opened at noon on time, or were they a little late?
Well, there was a little hitch up in the giddy up with that, but we're not quite sure. We're not quite sure what the confusion was, but yes, there was a false countdown. Then we did finally, they did open the doors at about 12:15, 12:20 maybe. But so far, not one customer, except for that first customer, has actually gotten in, because now they're doing media run-throughs.
Well, there's
a lot of hot people who would like to buy some pot outside.
Well, you mentioned Party. Is it like a party, or is it more like a line waiting to buy paper clips at an office supply store?
Well, you know, it's funny, because I think the people in line, I mean, look, some of them are playing cards, a lot of them are reading Kindles. There's businesses that are set up here, you know, Magical Butter is here and Leafly is here, and they're all doing their outreach stuff right now, trying to drum up their business. But, you know, the people in line, they're just hanging out and staying chill, doing what they need to do, playing cards. I have not smelled a lot of pot, and I think that is interesting that people are remaining respectful in at least that part of the law. And I asked somebody about it, and he said to me, well, you could be an undercover cop. So there is an awareness here that this is not the place to flout the law.
Is there a type of person of those 200 folks, or what kinds of people are you seeing in the line?
Here's what I would say. I think that initially the people who were here early in the morning were people who have wanted this for a very long time. They would not, you know, if there is a stereotypical stoner that people like to think of, these were not those people. They were activists. You know, I think it's gotten a little bit rougher around the edges as the day has moved on. You know, people are a little bit less active, more excited about going out and buying a legal bag of pot.
Will there be enough for everyone?
Good question. I do not know how much marijuana they have inside that store.
But I know you're going to find out for us, though.
I don't know if they're actually saying how much they have, to be honest. What they're doing is selling it 2 grams for $40, and they will not ration it as long as there is availability.
KOW's Patricia Murphy is live inside Cannabis City. Thanks, Trish.
Thank you, Marcy.
King County's first legal pot store opened, probably fittingly, a little bit late, about 12:20 today. This is The Record.